April 1st has arrived with no agreement on the New York State budget. For the first time in more than a decade, there's no clear indication of when the spending plan might be passed. And as WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, the state comptroller is warning that if the impasse lasts beyond next Monday, the paychecks of some essential state workers might be delayed.
On the first day of the new fiscal year, just one of 10 budget bills has been approved.
Senate Print 2502B, Senate Budget Bill, an act making appropriations.
The debt service bill was passed on the evening of March 31st. Senate Finance Chair Liz Krueger could not say when the remaining nine might be ready for passage.
We have quite a few budget bills remaining to get done. We don't have them.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has touted his track record of relatively on-time budgets during his three terms in office as a sign of properly functioning state government. This year, the governor is facing four major scandals, including multiple allegations of sexual harassment and accusations that he and his staff covered up the actual number of nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic. Cuomo has not spoken publicly, but his budget director, Robert Mujica, told Spectrum's New York One that the governor's troubles are not impacting the talks.
The budget negotiations have been seamless, just like, you know, any other year.
One of the major sticking points is a proposal backed by Democrats who lead the legislature to impose $7 billion in new taxes on New York's wealthy and on corporations. New York is receiving $12.5 billion in federal stimulus money, so the new revenues are not immediately needed. But Michael Kink, with the Pro Tax the Rich Strong Economy for All Coalition, says the federal aid is a one-time cash infusion, and it won't fund needed services in the future or help correct growing income inequality.
Long-term investments in the communities that have been hardest hit by COVID are important right now. And we're not going to get that from a one-shot burst of federal funding. It takes recurring revenue and it takes long-term investment.
Kink says the state's estimated 120 billionaires have made over $100 billion in profits during the pandemic and can afford to pay a little more. Cuomo supports a $2 billion tax plan instead. He said that he worries that raising taxes too high on the wealthy will only cause them to leave the state, or at least change their primary residence to a lower taxed locale. And he said the pandemic-driven trend toward working at home could mean more people will work remotely from other places. Mujica says the governor and lawmakers are trying to strike a balance that will grow the post-pandemic economy without hampering it.
So that we don't reach a tipping point where instead of helping with the recovery, we're actually harming it.
The Assembly and Senate also want to spend more than the governor. They'd like to increase education aid by $4 billion. It would fulfill a court order issued 15 years ago that said New York schools were severely underfunded. New York State United Teachers Union President Andy Pallotta says the money has been owed for too long.
We also need to recognize that the state of New York has shortchanged public education for years.
Lawmakers are also seeking up to $3.5 billion for a fund for unemployment payments and other services to undocumented New Yorkers who lost their jobs during the pandemic. Senator Samra Brouk, a Democrat from the Rochester area, says many are frontline or essential workers who risk their lives to do their jobs during COVID.
They are worth getting the same benefits and resources and supports to get out of one of the worst global pandemics we have ever seen and the worst economic crisis we have ever seen, and that they deserve those just as any other worker that's been included.
State Controller Tom DiNapoli warned late Thursday that if the budget is not adopted by Monday, 39,000 state workers, many in healthcare and correctional facilities who've been frontline workers during the pandemic, may see their April 8th paychecks delayed. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.